What is happening is that you don't have to announce to the darkness, you'd better dissolve now. You're going to have to get out of here because I'm bringing light in here. Darkness, rather, cannot survive when light is brought into a room because light is a faster energy than darkness. And it's a metaphor for the prayer of St. Francis. Where there is hatred, if I can bring love to the presence of hatred, hatred cannot survive. And it was the message of the greatest spiritual teachers who ever walked among us, and all religious practices are based upon this idea of bringing higher and faster energy to the presence of lower and slower energy. And when we do that, we dissolve and nullify it and make it impossible for it to exist. So that if we can think and change around the energy of our thoughts, and in Power Versus Force, Hawkins speaks about how to go about doing that in ways that I consider to be brilliant. And it's a book I encourage all of you to read. And there's nothing in it for me other than to have you raise your consciousness, which in turn will help to create the purpose that I've been speaking about here in this program. So when I suggest to you that you can't give away what you don't have, I'm not just simply saying if you don't have love, you can't give it away, and if you don't have esteem for yourself, then you can't see the world in a state of esteem. What I'm suggesting to you is that there are a couple of ways to look at the world. One of them is through eyes of appreciation, and one of them is through eyes of depreciation. And that most people that I have encountered in my life, and it's why I talk about this in commencement addresses and make this one of the secrets, if you will, for success and inner peace along the extra mile. Most people are spending their life looking for occasions to be offended. And when you are looking for occasions to be offended, you are a depreciator. And you will never have any shortage of occasions to be offended. They're out there all the time. There will always be somebody who will dress differently, whose hair won't look the way you think it should, whose clothes won't match, whose language is something that you don't like, whose demeanor is off or whatever. And you'll find that every day, no matter how nice a beautiful day it might be, there's still a puffy cloud that can come through and ruin it, and they're looking for that. I have a habit of running in hallways and corridors in hotels. I've been doing it for 20 or 25 years. It's just a much easier way of getting in my exercise than going outside and then having to, if I'm in a cold climate, having to take a lot of extra clothing with me and so on. Pair of shorts, pair of running shoes, off you go up and down the corridor. An hour goes by, it's air conditioned, the carpeting is nice. And you get your heart rate up and all of the things that you are doing this for, and it's just a wonderful practice. And I've been doing it in hotels, and I have a whole idea inside of me of how to go about doing that before I start, because I invariably am going to run into people who are going to not like my being in the hallways. And it isn't because I'm in the hallways, it's because they have a strong expectancy that has been disconfirmed. And their strong expectancy is that a hallway is not a place where you run into a sweaty body. That's a place you're supposed to be in a gym, or you're supposed to be in a workout room or out on the street, but not here in the hallway. So some people will walk out of their rooms and they will look at me and they'll see me, and then on their way they have just found an occasion to be offended. And on their way to the elevators, when I'm already past and they assume that I can't hear them, they don't know I'm psychic. I will hear them saying, isn't that disgusting, isn't that awful, and what is that person doing, and how could he be, doesn't he realize what, blah, blah. And their day, and they're on the elevator, they're downstairs, they're having breakfast, they're in the afternoon, they're talking to their wife, they're yelling at their kids, and it's all because they saw this guy running in the hallways, or something like that, or somebody drove a certain way on the freeway, or whatever it might be. And then there are other people who are looking for occasions to be happy. And appreciators. And I'll walk out of I'll hear a door turn, and invariably I don't make eye contact with people when I'm running in hallways. I just find it's just a whole lot easier to just keep going. But I've always been amused by this. Some people come out and say, what a terrific idea. I never thought of that myself. Why, that's great. I'm going to go out. When I get I'm going to go out and do my running right here. I didn't think I could run. And you'll hear them, instead of being offended, they're appreciating it. And one of my favorite experiences I ever had running up and down the corridors of a hotel was a woman. She had to be 90 if she was a day. And she came out and she had a little cane and she was sort of, and she saw me running in the hallway. And she looked at me and she said, stop. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you're running in the hallway. I said, that's right. She said, you know, if you've got that much energy, why don't you run into my room and be with me for a little while?